This meeting of the House Resources Committee will now come to order. It is now 1 p.m. Monday, February 17, 2025, in Capitol Room 124. Members present are Representative Fields, Representative Bohm, Representative Hall, Representative Mears, Representative Rauscher, Representative Elam, and myself, Co-Chair Representative Burke. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Please take this time to silence your cell phones for the duration of the meeting. Thank you. I'd like to thank Cheryl Cole, the House Resources Secretary from Records, and Dennis Fukushima with the Juno LIO for staffing the committee today. Before we begin our schedule today, Madam Vice Chair, do you have a motion?
I move to rescind action on House Special Concurrent Resolution 1.
Is there any objection?
Object.
Do you want to? Would you like to speak to your objection?
How brief it is.
Back on the record, Representative Rauscher, do you continue to maintain your objection?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Kalosh.
No.
Representative Fields.
Yes.
Representative Rauscher.
No.
Representative Hall.
Yes.
Representative Mears?
Yes.
Representative Elam?
No.
Co-Chair Burke?
Yes.
Four yeas, three nays.
And with a vote of four yeas and three nays, the committee has rescinded our previous action on House Special Concurrent Resolution 1. Madam Vice Chair?
I move House Special Concurrent Resolution 1 from committee.
Is there any objection?
Object.
Representative Rauscher, would you like to speak to your objection?
No.
Very.
Other than we don't have a full committee.
Okay. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Chair, can you clarify the motion? We're just passing. This is. Can you repeat the motion?
The motion is to move House Special Concurrent Resolution 1 from committee.
Okay.
No.
Representative Cologne.
No.
Representative Fields.
Yes.
Representative Rauscher.
No.
Representative Hall.
Yes.
Representative Mears.
Yes.
Co-Chair Burke.
Yes.
Four yeas, three nays.
And with a vote of four yeas and three nays, House Special Concurrent Resolution 1 has moved from committee. We'll now take a brief at ease to sign the committee paperwork. We will now hear House Bill 79 from Representative Fields, an act naming the Vic Fisher Chute Bay State Marine Park. Representative Fields, please put yourself and your staff on record and begin your presentation.
Thank you, Co-Chair Burke, Zach Fields, House District 17.
For the record, Bennett Pierce, staff to Representative Fields.
So it was a little over a year ago that Vic Fisher passed away in October, so it's now been about 18 months. I appreciate the committee staff sending out To Russia with Love, Vic Fisher's autobiography. Vic Fisher was a foundational individual for the Save Alaska. He planned many of our communities from Valdez to Tok to Anchorage. He was instrumental in the statehood movement. And, of course, he was the wordsmith for the Constitution and part of the Constitutional Convention. He served in the state legislature. He founded ICER and was involved in many community efforts all the way through his 99th year of life. So when he passed away, because he lived in my district and his wife still lives in my district, I just brainstormed what are some appropriate ways to recognize his contributions to the state. And many people don't know that Vic Fisher's legislation established our first set of marine parks, including Chute Bay. So I thought one logical way to honor Vic Fisher would be to name just one marine park after him. His first bill established 13, and it made sense to establish one near Valdez, which is one of the towns that Vic Fisher planned following the 1964 earthquake. So that's just a little bit of the background. And hopefully after I go through this, Janie Envick is working for Janie Envick, Vic's longtime spouse, to testify. So just going through the presentation. Yeah, it was Senate Bill 128 that established the first 13 state marine parks. You know, at the time, this was a pretty innovative thing. And, of course, since 1983, outdoor recreation as part of our economy has grown. And, you know, credit to legislators who saw an opportunity not just to conserve natural resources and improve quality of life, but also grow our economy. Just a few highlights of some of the work during Vic Fisher's life. 1955, he was elected to the Constitutional Convention, and his role was drafter. Many people don't know that Vic Fisher went to work in the Johnson administration and substantially oversaw the modern structure of planning that we have today with regional planning authorities. And he was actually hard at work on that when the 1964 earthquake happened, and he flew back to Alaska immediately on Air Force One to get right to work helping with recovery. In 1966, he became director of ICER, and he did serve in the state Senate. So this is just a photo of Valdez after the earthquake. I think everyone who hadn't been to Valdez, for everyone who hadn't been to Valdez, it's in a very different place today. It was on the mudflats. Now it's a little further out, and Vic Fisher oversaw the planning of it. This is a picture of Vic and Ruthie, his daughter. And, you know, I think if you read Vic Fisher's autobiography, the outdoors were central to how he and Jane and Ruthie, how Vic and Jane raised Ruthie. And I think it's a very special thing that Vic got to protect some of these places that now my daughters can go to. This is a picture from my Alec Bay, and my family was there just a year ago taking the kids. So, you know, there are generations of Alaskans who have benefited from Vic establishing the state marine parks. So there is a zero fiscal note on this bill because the state park system will just update signage in its normal course of business. And I'm happy to answer any other questions. There is one section of this bill, so I don't know if you want my staff to do the sectional analysis.
Sure, we can do the section on. Thank you.
Yeah, for the record, Bennett Pierce. So sectional for HB 79, section 1. This section modifies Alaska Statute 41.21.304 to name the marine park in Chute Bay Vic Fisher Chute Bay Marine State Park.
Thank you, Mr. Pierce. Thank you, Representative Fields. Are there any questions from committee members? Seeing no questions from the committee, we will now open it up to public testimony on House Bill 79. Is there anyone in the room or online who would like to testify? Seeing no one in the room, we have brief at ease. back on record. Seeing no one in the room to testify, I do know we have Jane Angvik online right now. If Jane, are you there?
I'm here. Good afternoon, Madam Chair. My name is Jane Angvik. I live in downtown Anchorage at 2245 Radiant Circle, and I was married to Vic Fisher for 42 years while he served in the Alaska State Senate from 1980 to 86 and had many adventures across Alaska kayaking with our daughter Ruth and friends and colleagues. Vic and I kayaked in all over Prince William Sound. But I must admit that the Valdez area is of great affection that he held, because Valdez was destroyed after the earthquake, and he and John Kelsey, who was then the mayor, walked all over the area to find a new site for the city of Valdez, and they created the new city of Valdez in an area that could not be inundated by waters that were coming in from earthquake activity. But Vic has traveled and kayaked not only all over Alaska, but all over the world. And it was a great honor for you to consider naming this particular bay for Vic Fisher, who led the fight for the creation of marine parks in Alaska, which at the time was pretty unusual notion. And now marine parks are the salvation for boaters and kayakers alike who are traveling around the waters of Alaska to make sure you've always got a place to pull in during the evening. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have. All I can say is that Vic would be delighted that such a thing is happening. And he recommends that all the members of the Alaska State Legislature, when they get a chance, go out into the water and play in the water. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you so much, Ms. Angvik. Are there any questions or from the committee? Seeing none, thank you so much for your public testimony. Seeing nobody else on the line, I'm now closing public testimony. And that completes the agenda for House Resources Committee meeting today. Thank you all. The time is 1:16 p.m., and this hearing of the House Resources Committee is now adjourned.